Welcome to the Paris911.com Real Estate Podcast with your host, Connor MacGyver, local agent serving the greater Los Angeles areas
and with their headquarters
in the Santa Clarita Valley.
Good day, everybody. Show number 2015.115, 115th day of the year. Year of our Lord 2015. Of course, I'm Connor MacGyver coming at you from the REMAX offices here on the Old Road down the street from In-N-Out Burger. First, one of the first exits here in Santa Clarita Valley should coming up from Greater Los Angeles on the 5 freeway. You'd exit Cal Grove and you'd bang a left, go onto the freeway, bang a right. At the first signal there, that's going to be the Old Road. Take it up about 1.3578 miles on the left. REMAX building, you'll see it. And if you miss that exit, then the next one's Lyons. You can swing back around and see us. 250 days remaining this year. This is our Sold Saturdays broadcast. People looking for real estate and intel, tune into our podcast 7 days a week. You can find it front and center at our main site, Paris, P-A-R-I-S, 911.com. Right there. We upload it. SoundCloud, we're recording it on Blog Talk Radio, so hence the tinny sound going through the regular cell phone channels. What we also do is we do have guests on the show. So if you are one of those folks out there in the world that would like to come on the radio show, maybe talk about your real estate experiences, talk about what you like about salespeople, what you hate, maybe some of the things that other people can understand and appreciate. Think of it as Facebook for real estate, but on the air and you call in. I guess you could think of it that way. So what's going on here in Santa Clarita Valley real estate? Well, very simply, something that I had an opinion about 2 or 3 months ago has started to come to fruition, started to come true, and this is what's going on. So if you would have been monitoring the market back even up to 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks ago, you will have seen that the real estate inventory out here in the Santa Clarita Valley cities was hovering 525, 535, 545, 555. I told everybody that what's going to end up happening is we're going to get more and more real estate inventory hitting the local markets out here for sale, especially during the month of May, because schools are actually going to be let out June 5th-ish here in Santa Clarita Valley. Parents are going to start jockeying for position. People that have children that are going to be going to school, they're going to start looking as well. But on the seller side, that's actually a good time to move up. You're going to have your empty nesters out there that are looking to break away. Already sold a few of those types of folks this year. Now they're looking for something smaller, and they can't wait till the inventory loosens up either. We're going to see these different trends occur here in Santa Clarita Valley cities. So today, where are we? 612 active units for sale. So that's plus about 60, and that's actually very good for the real estate buyers out there. Still enough inventory, though, to keep sales prices tight. Still enough buyers to keep those prices tight as well. Looking at the local market out here, we do have 143 new listings that have hit the market in the past 7 days here in the Santa Clarita Valley cities. I've also been monitoring price changes occurring out there. Majority of those are reductions. We do that show on Fridays at 69. 36 properties I've been watching have fallen out of escrow. Those properties are now back on the market, active for sale. If your agent's setting you up with a search directly from the multiple listing service and it's not us, make sure, because you don't have to tell us because we monitor this. Well, you can hear it. We're monitoring it right now. Make sure that they are including those properties that have fallen out of escrow, come back active in your search, because there might be something in there that you're going to like that has a longer days on market time frame, so it doesn't qualify as a new listing, quote-unquote new listing. You don't want to miss that. So ask your agent to set you up. Have them put that into the search so you get those properties as well. Backup properties, 89. 89 properties went into the backup position. Santa Clarita Valley last 7 days. Expired properties, 5. Interesting. Properties not selling within contractual time frames. Why? Comes down to advertising marketing by the agent selected, and also has to do with price. We have a Fit to Sell series, something we talk to our clients about ad nauseum when we're taking their real estate listing, putting it on the market to show it off to the world. Everything has to be lined up. For example, in the cosmos, all the stars have to be aligned. Same issue with a real estate listing. Everything has to be ready to go. As the old adage goes, you might not have the second chance to make a first impression. There are no second chances. You meet somebody, you shake their hand. A buyer's online looking at residential real estate listings, shaking hands with them, looking at them. You might not get another crack at that buyer. Important to make sure that everything has been done correctly. We do have a Fit to Sell series that I'll throw out there to you people wanting to sell or considering selling. You can also get the home values as well. Go to our main site, paris911.com. In the center of the screen there, you're going to see a picture, and it's going to be related to finding out what your home is worth. Click on that, fill it out. I'll get it. I'll do the workup on it. It's not something that can just be sent to you immediately because a computer program doesn't do it. I do it. So I have to put this document together, get it all put together, and send it to you. On the same page, you're going to see something at the top called the Mac Box. And in the Mac Box, a few things you can do, but if you want to prepare your home for sale, punch in the words Fit to Sell, FITTOSELL. That'll give you a breakdown of how we do it. In the Santa Cruz Valley Cities with the Paris 911 team at VMAX. Check it out. Fit to Sell. It's a good series, a bunch of videos talking about curb appeal, maybe off-season selling. What is the off-season? That would be the fall and winter. The prime time, of course, in Santa Cruz Valley is going to be your spring and your summer because of the huge influx of families. And you don't have to have a family to want to move during that time either. It might be that that's just a good time for you to move. Expired 5, pending went 66, been monitoring those as well. So these are properties that were in either backup position or active, now they're pending. Pending is a status that doesn't necessarily show up as being active on the online portals for real estate. Be careful searching online. If you want to go to a system that's completely unlocked, it isn't going to ask you to give up anything, and it's going to show you each one of those MLS-based listings. MLSBest.com, MLSBest.com. And sold 78 last 7 days. So sold Saturdays, this is what we're talking about. Want to find out what's going on with those. So during the last 7 days, 78 properties have sold in the Santa Cruz Valley cities. Where are they? Well, 24 of those listings sold for more. 12 sold for the same. So whatever they were advertised at, that's what they sold for. 42 real estate listings in the Santa Cruz Valley sold for less. Who would have thought? That's where we are. So that's the last 7 days of real estate inventory here. That's the last 7 days of market activity here in the Santa Cruz Valley. To recap, to give you the big numbers today on Saturday, 612 active units for sale in the active category. If you're looking around online and you're seeing more than that, you're being gamed. Be careful. 364 real estate listings went into pending, 278 went into pending. When you're ready, reach out to us. Love to help. We are local Santa Cruz Valley agents. In fact, this is the longest running real estate show here in Santa Cruz Valley via podcast or other. This is it. This is the one. Check us out at Paris, P-A-R-I-S, 911.com. Paris is for a person, 911, that's what I did for a long time with the LAPD. One of the good ones, folks. One of the good ones. Have a great day. Enjoy your weekend. We will be back tomorrow with our Open House Sundays broadcast. Resource for that online, Santa Clarita, openhouses.com. Of course, our YouTube channel, scvmoves.com. We do upload all of these, plus some educational videos about real estate, getting your best search on, and finding and interviewing those best agents you can online. Connor McIver, thank you so much for tuning in. Have a great weekend. We will talk to you tomorrow. This has been show number 2015.115, 250 days remaining in the year 2015.